This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Lab-grown meat is exactly what it sounds like. Meat is grown from animal cells inside a tank instead of on a farm or a feedlot. It is still emerging as a technology, and it had a win recently. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a chicken product grown this way by California-based company Good Meat. It's only the second company to get this green light. The U.S. Department of Agriculture still has to sign off before any of us can actually buy this stuff. Ali Budner has that story.
The taste of meat is nostalgic for Joshua Tetrick, who runs Good Meat.
I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, on a lot of fried chicken and barbecues.
His company produces meat without raising animals. So-called cultivated meat starts with a few animal cells. They're cultured in a bioreactor, essentially fed and grown, to multiply and become edible meat.
From a single cell, you can make ultimately billions of pounds of meat without all the resources that go into making meat today.
And, Tetrick argues, without creating as much greenhouse gas.
The animals we eat are responsible for more carbon emissions than all the transportation sources combined. So we got a meat problem.
A meat problem that more than 100 cultivated meat companies around the world are trying to solve. But shoppers won't see it at the grocery store anytime soon. For one, it's still expensive to make. More than $100 a pound, says Tetrick. Good Meat is working on scaling up. The FDA approval was big, so now the company is getting its ducks in a row. Or chickens, as it were. But Jason Lusk at Purdue University says it'll take work to sway consumers.
The average consumer is still pretty skittish about the cultivated meat products.
Lusk is an agricultural economist. He says younger consumers are the target demographic here.
In part because they tend to be a bit more concerned about environment and animal welfare, but also because they tend to be more novelty seeking, more willing to try new things.
New technologies often take time before they're embraced by and affordable for buyers. Elliot Swartz is a lead scientist with the Good Food Institute, a nonprofit that advocates for conventional meat alternatives. He says, think of electric vehicles.
It's taken a lot of time and investment to get battery costs down, where now we can have electric cars that compete in the marketplace on performance, on price.
He says just like the vehicle industry took a phased approach to electric cars by introducing hybrids, cultivated meat products will start off as hybrids too.
Where you're actually mixing animal cells with other plant-based ingredients as a means to sort of dilute the higher cost of production of the animal cells.
If these companies can get cultivated meat onto consumers' dinner plates, Swartz believes that ultimately the product will speak for itself. He's tried Good Meat's chicken, nuggets, and satay skewers. He says it tasted like what it was, chicken. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.